words what you use yourself. You know, when you're just talking about maybe yourself or
in the body,
to your race.
Well, some people use blacks.
Mm-hmm. What about a derogatory term?
Oh, well, I don't like to deal in those so much.
Okay, then, well, that's good. You would call a white person...
Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. And since you don't want to deal in talk about, I won't ask you anything.
Okay.
In that relation. Mm-hmm. What would you call the man you work for? Well, if you work for a man, I know you work for a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would call it that. What would you call him in addressing him, her?
Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were a man, I'd say
uh-huh.
Mr.
Yes. Someone who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways, and he very seldom gets to town.
Mm-hmm.
And what would he say referring to himself? He would say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old blank.
I'm just an old country person?
Mm-hmm. Any other names you've heard people use about themselves if they...
Hayseed. If they're from the country, sometimes
mm-hmm.
they say, I'm just a hayseed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ignorant about city
yeah.
ways.
Mm. And town, how would town people refer to him?
Country bumpkin sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they say hayseed.
Or they might say, look at that old...
Country bumpkin.
Yeah. Have you heard any people that live in other locations like mountains refer to themselves as certain names, swamps or... in the woods, a little way back in the woods or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Any particular
term
used by black people?
By black people?
Mm-hmm.
Or people who live in the woods?
Yes.
I know one term used by any people
mm-hmm.
is hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a country. That's a person who comes from the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Probably know some others, and I just don't think of them right now.
At a party, you look at your watch and see it is 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
It's near midnight.
Mm-hmm. You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I blank fell.
This is a dangerous place. I might fall. I almost fell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out, well, maybe your husband, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
A minute. In a little while.
Yes.
Oh, in just a minute.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say, you're trying to show somebody something and you point it out, you would say...
It's right over there.
Mm-hmm. Or...
It's not far. It's that way.
Maybe you saw something going on that's very interesting and you want the person, you would say...
Look at that.
Oh, yes. If you want to know how many times, you know, maybe something happened, you might say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
Mm-hmm. You agree with a friend when he says, I am not going to do that. Or, I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you say, and you're agreeing with him. So you're
going
to say what?
I'm not going to either.
Mm-hmm. The part of your head above your